Money Mondays is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Boost Mobile now offers you double the high-speed data while dropping the price, unlimited talk and text. And now, with double the data starting at only $35 a month, visit BoostMobile.com or your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Melody Hobson is Money Monday, and good morning, Melody. We're talking about charity this morning. And before we jump into the changes, how important is the holiday giving season for charities, Melody?
I have to explain to you, it's hugely important. So a full 40% of all individual charitable donations are made in the month of December. So we always talk about how important the holiday season is to retailers, that it, quote, puts them in the black. That's the Black Friday saying that we all know so well. They're in the red for most of the year. Well, the same is true of charities. For example, Teach for America, that we all know, received 80% of all of its individual donations in December. Save the Children gets nearly 70% of its donations in the final months of the year. So this is a very important season for charities, especially in America, which is considered, it's tied for first in the 2014 World Giving Index.
Okay, and I realize that technology is probably changing the charitable sector too. In what way, Mandy?
So this has been a huge advantage to charities. Technology has been a huge advantage to charities, and it has made a big difference in fundraising, all mostly for the positive, and I say mostly. It used to be that traditional fundraising would require months of planning and outreach and paperwork, and now it's a click of the mouse or just a text message. And we've seen that impact charities in a major way. Like after the 2010 earthquake in Haiti, $40 million was raised via text very, very quickly. Or recently we've seen things like the Ice Bucket Challenge, which raised $100 million for the ALS Association. So giving has become more diversified, more democratic, more interactive, and is heavily being tapped into people's personal networks. But most important of all, it's become a lot more simpler. Mm. You can even digitally tithe in churches. Mm-hmm. I mean, things have really changed. The Salvation Army bell ringers that we're all used to seeing, they have mobile credit card readers now from Square.
Well, I went into Hobby Lobby the other day, and the guy was out in front. They've already started with the bell ringing, Melody, and he did have exactly that. He had the Square, and he said, because I was fumbling around, you know, looking for money.
Okay, so you can't weasel your way out of it. You got the Square there. Answer me this, Melody. Generational changes, how do they kind of factor
in?
Well,
they're huge, and it's mostly, again, because of the millennials, and I've been talking a lot about the millennials in the last few years. There are 80 million millennials. This is like the baby boomers. And they have very different habits. It used to be, for many of us, that giving was a sense of loyalty. 4 out of every 5 gifts was out of loyalty, meaning people were giving to familiar brands year after year. But the millennials are different. They do not like to give out of obligation. This generation desires to feel invested and connected in the causes they support. And that means charities are having to adapt away from the legacy donor model to new strategies that allow them to share compelling stories and generate continued interest with the millennials. So that's a big shift from what it used to be.
And it's a little hard to put that on your income tax form too, isn't it?
Well, just remember one thing about this season, it's also a season for fraud. So you don't want to respond to any incoming emails. You never want to send out any personal information. You don't want to click on links asking you for money. Don't give cash. These things, except for the bell ringers. But this is a time where, you know, people will prey on our charity and our generosity.
All right. We'll keep our eyes open. Thank you for the awareness, Melody. Thanks for your help. And happy Thanksgiving to you and the family.
Happy Thanksgiving, Melody.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Have a great day.